The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
No one can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil.
This is Medjanomics with a friend of Medjugorje.
Here we are, Thursday. At the beginning of the week, on Monday, we said this is the week, like no other week since 1776, that Our Lady is beginning her crushing of the serpent's head. How can that be said? Because Biden's been sworn in. Doesn't mean he's president. It's a lie. Trump is the president. Anybody has any reasoning and discernment knows that, and nobody can change it. Heaven looks at truth and goes by that. We're going to win because Our Lady said we will triumph. We've had a president of these last 4 years that can go back all the way back to George Washington, and he's not out of the game. Don't be depressed. Don't lose hope because there's going to be a change. Because evil cannot and will not win. And I'm telling you, there are gears rolling at this moment to rectify everything. And when those in darkness see the light coming down upon them, they will be frightened. I wrote in, they fired the first shot. Obama was going to run a third time. Trump interrupted that. He got too many votes and they didn't calculate right when they tried to stole it when Clinton was running. But they're gleeful now. Obama's in his third term. Biden is his puppet. And Obama is the puppet for the cabal. I released the writing on Tuesday about the bishops. And now the bishops' conference had a huge shakeup in regards to what was written. They met late into Tuesday night because they were called to task. It's time for us to stand up, for us to have backbone, because our bishops own this whole situation. And they're scrambling. And we all here at Caritas know that it's related by the feedback we got of holding the bishops to task. We're in the moment of no more silence that our bishops themselves have been doing. But the war has started. Did you know Trump's bank accounts are being closed? One Florida bank, where he has up to $25 million in, says they will no longer do business with Trump. They want to destroy him. Why? Because they're scared of him and they're scared of his base. As an individual, he's one man. But so many people who are behind him and believe in what they believe personally is an alignment between the two, the masses and with Trump. And that's dangerous to their plans. So a second bank is cutting all ties to Trump. And a third bank in New York doing the same thing. Does this sound like if you don't behave, if you don't accept what's going down the pike, that you can't buy and you can't sell? And we hear those words, you neither buy nor sell, unless you're with the dark, unless you're with the Antichrist system. Don't say I'm sick of hearing these things. You better be listening to these things and watching everything, because we are in that situation. And that situation should move you into the position that you have no risk or liabilities by being tied up into a system that's going down, including our new administration. Because it's not going to glorify God. 17 executive orders, filthy executive orders. Open the borders. Anybody can come in. Open up to all the Muslim countries. Why is that? There's some good Muslims, but why is he doing this? What's the purpose? You can only do it for dark reasons. Wearing a mask going down the freeway because that's federal property? Mandatory. The World Health Organization today said, we have to stop now so many of the corona tests because so many of the tests are not accurate. It's showing too many positives. Oh, that's convenient. That's a self-admission that they've been falsifying who has corona. Now that Biden is in, they have put out the directive for less testing. Think about these things. And by why you think of these things, you need to protect what you have. We have people really looking in depth, their retirements, their bank accounts, their jobs, their investments, and everything connected. So we're going to hear from Century Silver what people are saying right now.
We're taking over 100 calls, sometimes 200 calls a day with Century Silver right now. And on average, every single day, there are 5 to 10 brand new people exchanging for the Miraculous Metal Medjugorje round for the first time. If you think that your money is safe in the bank, look at Donald Trump. If they've got the guts to go after Donald Trump, do you think they won't go after your money? Every day, we continue to hear from people also who have roadblocks put up in front of them from the three biggest enemies: their family, their financial advisor, and their banks. We hear stories every single day of how they're trying to be stopped from exchanging worthless paper for the Miraculous Metal Medjugorje rounds. And just to give you a concrete example, last week's broadcast included testimony from a woman who said and gave witness to the idea of stop dragging your feet. Well, we talked to her again today. She said, you wouldn't believe all the trouble I'm having. I've had to have multiple conversations with all of my kids. They don't want me to do this. But she said, I've explained it over and over, and I've finally gotten to a point where they're leaving me alone, basically. And she's sending a check for $100,000. But even today, we had a problem with her and her bank. Her bank didn't want to send the wire. So we're on a conference call with her, her bank, and her daughter. And finally, we got it worked out. So she decided she was just going to send a cashier's check. But you simply will not believe how many roadblocks will be thrown up in front of you when you try to come this way for the first time and get rid of your paper.
Was the bank blocking this?
So yes, the bank was blocking it. But the reasons they're using, this woman in particular couldn't make it to the bank. Her daughter was going to do the transaction for her. She had it pre-approved by the bank manager yesterday. But when the daughter went in, they asked her for a final approval again. You know, are you sure you want to do this? Are you the one that's going to vouch for this transaction? Putting the daughter on the spot. And it caused the daughter to go back home again and ask the mom, are you sure you want to do this, et cetera, et cetera.
Also, another area that we're seeing that is falling apart, those of you who have read a friend of Medjugorje's writing, Blind to Your Wrong, which was published on January the 19th, 2021. This writing addressed directly the bishops in the field, leadership within some in the church. And if you go read that writing, if you have not read it yet, you read particularly also the comments that people are leaving. And what we're seeing is that people are finding their voice. Just as we heard back in 2015 and 2016, there were a lot of people who heard Donald Trump speaking and saying, this guy is saying what I feel about what's happening in the government and the country. Many, many people who are reading what a friend of Medjugorje wrote that was addressed toward the bishops are saying the very same thing. This is exactly what I feel, but I didn't have the words to express it in this way. And we finally feel like we have a voice to be able to speak. So be sure to spread that to everyone you know. Also, be sure to spread it to all of your non-Catholic friends. Something which a friend of Medjugorje has witnessed firsthand is that there are many people who believe what we believe and who would willingly come even into the church. But what keeps them from doing that is bad example or bad teaching from some of the shepherds in the church. And so this is something that will resonate with a lot of your non-Catholic friends or family. So be sure to also to spread it. This is not just for Catholic people. This is for everyone, including unbelievers.
I'd like to close with just 3 points. When you exchange your worthless paper for the miraculous metal Medjugorje round, you do 3 things. Number 1, you preserve your wealth. Number 2, you sanctify it through the conversion aspect of the rounds. And number 3, you take it out of their hands, there being those in the system who have the ability to attack your wealth. You take it out of their power. To contact Century Silver Exchange, you can call us toll-free at 877-936-7686. That's 877-936-7686. You can also email at info@centurysilver.com or visit us online, centurysilver.com. Century Silver Exchange is a for-profit subsidiary of Caritas of Birmingham. It bears its own expenses and pays taxes on its earnings. If there is any earnings left over at year end, it may make a dividend donation to Caritas to further its mission efforts.
Be sure also to tune in to a special world report tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central. Friend of Medjugorje is going to share with you where we go from here, and it gives evidence of the reason why what he said at the beginning of this broadcast, that there's many reasons not to lose hope. And so be sure to tune in, spread this to all your family, all your friends tomorrow night, Friday, January 22nd at 8 p.m. Central Time.
You're going to be surprised what we're going to be seeing. Something profound. Something that the darkness can't see. But for those who pray, those who fast, those who are seeking the good, it's going to prevail sooner than you think. We wish you a lady. We love you. Good night.
The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
This ends the Medjinomics broadcast with a friend of Medjugorje. These broadcasts are available as CDs, which are sent directly to your doorstep on a monthly subscription. For information, contact Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.